now arriving downtown Santa Monica Station.
Hey, Adam. It's time for Notes on Your Notes.
Welcome to Notes on Your Notes. I'm Adam Lesser.
And I'm Joshua Townsend.
So we're doing something different this week. Every once in a while, Josh and I just turn on the mics and we have slower, more thoughtful conversations about an issue.
Rambling.
I actually think we were actually putting this one out because it was one of the less rambling episodes we did. But it was about this core issue of discipline and the needs and not needs of whether you should be a disciplined writer, creator, artist, whatever. So you can go and click on that other episode. It's longer. It is, I think, pretty complex. A lot of the ideas we talk about, it's a different kind of conversation. For this episode, we're going to be more our usual selves, which will be quick and dirty.
Less rambling.
Quick and dirty. Mm-hmm. I love this episode because I think so much about discipline and how we use our time and the relationship of the amount of time we put into projects and the end results. So tell me what you hate, Joshua Townsend.
I always want to ask, German, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Both my grandfathers born in Berlin.
I think that's the end of this episode. Okay, next week we're going to... So of course you're into discipline. Ach, man.
Mein Kampf.
So there's, you know, there's different approaches for different peoples at different times. And I really have issue when people say, well, you're only a real writer if, or you're only a real writer when, you know, people, some people write, you know, short little pithy sayings and other people write long form and some people write heartfelt poems. And
do you
some
have
people
a secret Instagram poetry account that I should know about?
No,
because that might be a deal breaker in our friendship.
I don't. But what is important is identifying what it is, what it is for you as a writer. What's your process? It's not about this one size fits all kind of concept of like, oh, if you do 10,000 words a day, then you're a writer. It's like, so, you know, and I understand there is an element of discipline of being able to show up to your space to create, you know, and that is important in terms of, you know, diving deep and getting out better material and plumbing your own, challenging yourself and plumbing your own depths. But it's not mandatory.
All right. So I'm just going to take the other end of this. I agree with some of what you're saying, but I think that many writers I know who end up doing good work and mm-hmm. are willing to sort of commit to their process, they keep regular writing hours and they do it consistently over a period of time on certain days. Mm-hmm. And they do that with the acknowledgement that you just have to show up. And the more you show up, the better your work will get over time. And you will move towards trying to say what you need to say. And what concerns me sometimes about people who are like, no, like you just got to move with like the breeze, is that there's an element of self-delusion.
Okay. Well, okay, Adam, I have to say that.
And I want to say saying that, yes. Like I am someone who, there have been times where I've said, okay, now it's appropriate for me to take some time off and not write and not work.
Oh, but that's painful to hear. It's appropriate now. It's like, wait, come on. It's like you have to tap into your feelings. You have to feel like what you're going through and. I understand there's a certain element of like pushing through your limitations and your boundaries, but there's also the time and the space to be open and allowing to being sensitive to where you are.
The word I prefer more than discipline is commitment. It's more of a commitment to show up and like any relationship with a partner, with a family member, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. and just show up and work both on your craft, but also express what emotions and inner life you're trying to get out there through your work. So I don't want to like completely disagree with you. I'm just going to say that like there are, in terms of completing work, it's often not enjoyable. Sometimes you hit points where it's just really hard. And it's during those times where sometimes the discipline helps in showing up.
Okay. So here's what I'm going to share on this is self-awareness. Right. Everyone's going to have a propensity towards one way or the other. One person's going to be showing up with a lot of discipline and I've got to get it done and, you know, German, dare I say. And then the other people are going to be a little more laissez-faire, a little more like Hawaii, a little more like tropical. It's like, yeah, feeling good. I'm just not, I'm riding in my mind. You know, it's, and no matter where you are in that spectrum, whatever you're not doing, it's a good idea to embrace the opposite end for a while. Expand your range, growth.
I agree. Often I hear from some writing teachers that they get people who come in and have been keeping regular hours and writing a ton, mm-hmm. and they've been making the same mistakes over and over and over again because they have low self-awareness.
Yeah.
And one way to get through that is to get notes and coaching help from people. Mm-hmm. Another is to like actually mix up your process, to go write in a new location, to go experiment with new writing drills and techniques to push you. It's to expose yourself, your process, to many different types of environments and inputs.
I get that.
I get that.
I say yes.
I think personally, it's helpful to do both.
Okay.
In my own life, both having at times a structured routine and at times a period where you need to go walk in the woods for a week or even an hour before you work to try to access a different part of your brain.
Yes.
I think sometimes you have to do both.
Okay. So let's throw it down. Let's throw it down right now and let's give like both linear and nonlinear approaches so people listening can have a real good set of tools and support systems to help.
We're totally going to do that, but okay. I want to talk about one small thing
because
I think it's at the heart of what you're bitching about,
which
is that
because
you're talking about like that like admonition, get out of here, don't talk about writing, writers write, right? Like, mm-hmm. don't do a podcast about writing, go write.
Just do it,
right?
Yeah.
Like that sort of like hard line. And it raises the question of what defines a writer, right? Like, what is it? Is being a writer an identity, or being a director an identity, and an artist an identity? Or, as many people would say, is it the consequence of doing the act? When you sit down and you write and when you go out and make short films, you just do the work. And I think it's an important part because I think that you have to be careful when you choose this life, whether you actually truly enjoy the work or do you kind of just like the idea of there's something romantic about being a writer or a director or an artist, because I can assure people out there, it's not romantic a lot, so much of the time. It can be satisfying, it can be painful, it can be challenging, hair pulling, but it's not.
So here's my point of view on that, which is I feel that a lot of people go through life and they're hardwired, for want of a better word, they're hardwired to be a writer. Like, they see the world through the lens of a writer, they remember things, they process things. They just see the world as a writer would. And it's a very specific lens to see through. And there's other people that actually have to work at being a writer. And so within those two worlds, you know, the person who is sort of like born a writer, if there is such a thing, then they may or may not have a propensity towards discipline. They may not. And then the person who has the vision of being a writer and who really works hard, then they may have amazing discipline, but they don't have that inspiration. And so we need to have both, and that's where self-awareness comes in. The challenging thing about writing as an art form is that if you're a ballerina, you have to have a certain level of technique. If you're a opera singer, you have to have a certain level of technique to even be evaluated as such. But a writer, you know, I can write Hallmark cards and still say I'm a writer. I mean, I could write signs that say, you know, pedestrian crossing. I mean, you know, it's...
Technical proficiency is not a requirement as evidenced by 50 Shades of Grey, right? In terms of finding an audience for this work or even being paid to do this, right? Like, I totally agree with you.
Yes.
I totally agree with you. And my recommendation is that's the wonderful thing about writing. You should forget about all these identities and stop thinking about whether you're a writer or not a writer.
Yeah.
And if you like creating, go create.
Exactly. Right? Just do it. Just have fun.
Just do it. Yeah.
And define it in your own terms and have a lot of ways of approaching it so you don't get stuck in any rut.
Okay. Back to nonlinear versus linear.
Okay.
Tell me, what are the linear ways?
You did that in a very linear way.
I know.
Okay.
Das linear.
Das. Ja, man. Okay.
So your recommendations for people who are looking for sort of linear ways of supporting their writing practice would be?
So those are the ones we find more in books, because people who think linearly and write linearly are going to have linear ideas, right? So they're going to be like 4 hours a day, 10,000 words a day, right between the hours of 6 a.m. and 10 a.m.
Okay. What's setting up a schedule for yourself?
Parameters, yes. Parameters. Yeah. Goals. Very left brain activities. What other things that you have for our listeners?
Well, I mean, I don't know if this is linear or not, but I think ritual matters. A lot of writers I know tell me they have a ritual. They have a place they work. They have a type of tea or coffee they make. They go through a sort of a process before they...
Yeah, see, I wouldn't call that linear. I'd call that more... That's more like process. Yeah, it's kind of more nonlinear.
Josh got emotional.
I did.
It was nonlinear.
I could feel my heart open on that one. That was sweet.
The major linear thing is having a schedule and committing time to work and... Mm-hmm.
Goals.
I mean, some people take it to the next level of like, I'm going to write one short story every week for 10 weeks mm-hmm. and I'm not going to like... leave my house until I do that. These are like mm-hmm. really kind of like yeah. really ways to, you know, self-flagellation.
Yeah. And having very strict carrots and sticks as your motivators as well.
Yes.
Okay. All right. And then so what would be some of your nonlinear approaches, Adam?
One nonlinear approach that I really like is group accountability almost, or... Mm. Probably the most obvious, the easiest way to do this is a writing partner, meaning you actually co-write something with them, but that doesn't work for a lot of writing forms, but it's a huge benefit mm-hmm. because you have someone holding you accountable. I love this podcast. I have to show up every week for Josh or he
and
gets
I
mad,
for and I
gets
for
mad
Adam.
At me. But also a community of support, because it can get lonely. So that mm-hmm. could be a writer's group, that could be someone who coaches you, it could be a class where you have to turn in. I mean, there were periods where I took writing classes, mm. not really because I cared at all about what the writing teacher was going to teach me, but really just so I had deadlines and mm. I had invested the money in the class and I was going to turn in work based on a certain mm-hmm. date, because mm-hmm. I would, you know, I'm the type of person where it would be unacceptable to spend money on something and not mm-hmm. actually produce work for that.
Right.
So community support, that comes okay. up for me.
All right. Knowing what it is that recharges you and making sure that your cup is full. So you go into nature, or you go get inspired by other art, or you take time out to read. Basically, regenerate and recharge.
Okay. I'm going to put in examination of your process and like trying on new behaviors. Mm. That can mean grabbing your notebook and going into nature and writing mm-hmm. one day. Instead, it can be... doing some sort of writing drill, you read from a book. Mm-hmm. I can recommend Jack Grapes' method writing books if you want to experiment with stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Writing prompts are great, like stuff like that. If you actually want to do some structured sort of examination of your process, we talk a lot about music. Mm-hmm. You know, I wrote a draft of a novel that I only basically, I would say 80% of the time I listened to Astral Weeks by Van Morrison, that album, because the music felt really important to that. But like yeah. sort of understanding the environment you're going to put your brain in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I want to just also put, you mentioned carrot and stick, but in terms of that, there's a website called Stick, STICKK, I believe. And it's one of these things where you set a goal for yourself and someone else referees it. And then there's a consequence. It could be monetary or whatever. Mm-hmm. But that would probably be in the linear variety of like, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I'm going to discipline myself and something is going to be at stake. We have a friend, Ann Randolph, who used to put out press releases for shows she was performing in before they were done. So
yes.
she would just be like, mm-hmm. well, in 4 weeks, I'm going to be performing and it's not done. So now I have a deadline, you know, mm-hmm. but that's a form of a community accountability in my mm-hmm. head.
Yeah. Those are some things to consider and to work with. And it's all about expanding your own personal approach and range and finding what works for you currently, because we're all going to shift and change as we grow as artists. And also your project. Your project may make demands of you that's different than how you like to work.
So I'll put in one final pitch for those of you who want to go deeper into this. You can listen to what Josh and I did, which was, Josh hates writing on a structured routine, so he agreed to do 21 days of nonstop writing where he would write at a specific, basically, time mm-hmm. and every day. Mm-hmm. And so we did a little experiment, and you can listen to the results of that experiment of how Josh and I did when we agreed to do that on the longer episode that we're releasing this week. If you can get all our episodes at the website, notesonyournotes.com. Email us. We love to hear your topics at notesonyournotes@gmail.com. There's a Facebook group, an Instagram group. We have a YouTube channel now. The music for today's episode is from Kevin MacLeod. Thank you so much. All the sound design and editing is done by yours truly, and we'll talk to you next week.